Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, we welcome you to the Wednesday International Victory Services of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God.
Hallelujah.
You are welcome. Call your friends, your relatives, your loved ones, your children, your parents, even your enemies, and tell them that the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center is on the air today. And this program is designed to, hallelujah, celebrate the victory of the Lord, not just in our lives, but in your lives as well. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're emanating from Baltimore City, Maryland. Hallelujah. And our contact information, the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Also, you can get us on the phone. You can contact us by dialing 1-410-444-5152. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. We thank you for tuning in to us today. And we just thank you. We thank God for all of you that have been calling or writing or doing all the things he's doing to bless us and bless the people of God. We know that how you serve God is by serving others. And as you remember last Wednesday, we shared that we will be giving testimonies from here on Wednesdays what God is doing in the lives of the people who are tuning in. And we had several phone calls, phone testimonies. Any way you want to testify is all right with us. Any way you want to give us a word is all right with us. You can write us. You can just write the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Or you can call us on the phone, 410-444-5152. That's 1-410-444-5152. But we got several phone calls talking to us. And folks were leaving messages saying, "You blessed us, you blessed us so well, you blessed us so much." I remember one sister was still speaking in tongues. She called and spoke in tongues on the phone because of the service. Though that's our testimony. You won't get something out of this service tonight. You will not be the same. It will be up to you whether you want to receive it or not. And I decree and declare that you're going to receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The first part of our services is now always the, hallelujah, the pastor's corner. This is dedicated and specifically addressed to the 1,000 pastors who are part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International all over the world. Pastors elect, associate pastors, assistant pastors, people in leadership, those who are standing in the role of the pastor. We dedicate this portion of our service to you. And I tell you, the word of the Lord dropped in my spirit. I asked the Lord, there were so many things that I could be sharing right now. By the way, my name is Bishop E.T. Byrne, and alongside me tonight, we have a powerful, dynamic duel tonight. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Peter. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And then we have Sister Annette James. Say amen.
She's in the background.
Oh, she's in the background. Oh, she whispered amen. All right. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for folks touching and agreeing with us in prayer. But I got to share with you, this is a momentous word for every pastor, every leader, every pastor elect, really for every person in the body of Christ. If you get a hold of this particular nugget that I'm going to share, and I've shared this nugget before, but it bears repeating over and over and over and over again, because it's life, it's strength, a right now word. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. John 4:23 says that he that worships the God, look, hey, worship him in spirit and truth. You must come to him in spirit and in truth. I think it also 4:24 as well. The bottom line is that your Christian walk, you ought to be standing in the spirit because you are spirit. You happen to have a soul around and you live in an earth suit. You know, for many years we've been talking about, we're three-part people, and that sounds good, and it sounds right. But it implies that we one-third this, one-third that, and one-third the other. That's not true. So what we are is spirit. Pastor, you are a spirit. Elder, you are a spirit. Apostle, you are a spirit. Bishop, you are a spirit. Deacon, you are a spirit. Hallelujah. Minister, you are a spirit. Glory to God. Evangelist, you are a spirit. Sisters and brothers in Christ, you are spirits. You happen to have a soul of a realm. You got a mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you happen to have on an earth suit. Hallelujah. You know, when we put on our clothing, we can't say that our clothing is us. Us is a spirit. We are a spirit. Our clothing is just our outer adorning. And then our mind is supposed to be guided by the regenerated, born-again spirit, which we are in Christ. And our mind is supposed to dominate our physical self, our brain and the rest of our body. That's how it works. It's not one-third, one-third, one-third. So that's why you will not hear me say, we are three-part people. No, we are spirit. And we happen to have a mind and a body. But here is the salient fact that will revolutionize your ministry and will cause your ministry to never make a mistake again that is based on emotions or feelings. Because we are to be guided by the living God. We are to be guided by his word, the logos, his written word, the rhema, his spoken word, and Jesus Christ, his living word. Understand that. Every decision that you make must be made not through emotion or feelings, but because you're standing on the word.
Amen.
That's the key to your success. As I've shared in times past, your emotions are but highlighted. They're like the tail that the dog wags. The tail is not the dog. It's a part of the dog. It's a small part of the dog. But it highlights how that dog's feeling, how that dog's doing, what's going on in the dog's life, or the cat for that matter. When the tail is up in the air, we're up in the air, he's happy. Oh, he's contented. When it's down towards the ground, he is fearful. He is hunting. He's getting ready to pounce. Or he's fretful. But again, they are highlighters. Your decisions in ministry, pastor, apostle, evangelist, teacher, elder, minister, deacon, should not be guided by the emotions. Your tail, the tail that the dog wags or the cat wags. It should be guided by the word of God. The Bible says, Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man
are ordered by the Lord.
Ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
Set up by the Lord. And then in his word, he said, look here. Psalms 119:105 says, look here. I'm going to help you out. Preacher, I'm going to help you out. Pastor, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to allow my word to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path so you won't stray, so you won't get off track. And if you will let the word of God lead you, Pastor, not your feelings, not because somebody said something about you and you want to get back at them, not because your amount of the tithes or offers is low and you want to beat up the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have a sermon about it wasn't what God wanted you to share, but you can share it because the coffin, the bucket was not as full as you wanted it to be. That's your feeling. You are not to be led by your feelings. You are not to be led by your emotions. You are not supposed to be led by the Spirit. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You want your ministry. You want your ministry. You want your church. You want your fellowship to grow. You're going to be led by His Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Be led by His Spirit, not by your emotions. I know too many people who are members of churches who have been beat up and assaulted by pastors and by the pastor's wife, and they are left there. Because after a while, you get tired of being beat up. You get tired of being slapped inside your head. You get tired of being dragged through the mud. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I've got news for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are some preachers here that are moved by the Spirit of God to stand on His word. Hallelujah. To have the mind of Christ, which is, hallelujah, articulated, hallelujah, in Galatians 5:22. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. If you are not showing love, you're missing God's movement. If you're not showing love, you're missing God's word. If you are not showing love, you have erred in your projection of what Christ has done in your life. Hallelujah. For John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the message today to you, pastors. Don't easy. When somebody slapped you tight in the head, yeah, your face gets red. Hallelujah, glory to God. They may slap you tight in the head with that word. And no, you want to respond, but you see, you've got a controller in you, God. Glory to God. It's called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's got, look right here. You've got the controller in you. And though you want to get back, you know, stand on his way, because you know in Proverbs 26:27, say, look here, if you dig a hole for those folks that slap you, you're going to fall in the hole. If you roll a rock down a hill to try to hit them folks that was messing with you, the rock going to make a U-turn and come back and get you. So you got to stand on his word. What does his word say? He said, the word say, glory to God. Body of the voice of God. Hallelujah. Romans 12:19. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He said, I will repay. Our 2 Thessalonians 1:6 says, God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you.
Amen.
You know what God said to you, Pastor Christ, Elder, Minister, Apostle, Prophet? God said, I got this. I got this.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and preach my word. Be instant in season, out of season. But I got your back covered. I'm your weird ward. Come on now. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sorry, y'all. That's the end of Pastor's Court. Let me get my music back. Oh, Lord Jesus. I was supposed to have the music set to end Pastor's Quarter for the day. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the Moshakara, the Moshakara, the Teta Moshakara. Yeah, the Moshakara. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I will lift up my eyes.
let the Holy Spirit guide you. Hallelujah. Because if you do it God's way, you'll never go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Do it God's way, you'll never go wrong. If you do it God's way, you'll never go wrong.
Amen.
This will change your life forever if you do it God's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, right now, I want to give the housekeeping suggestion. Now, I'd like for all of you out there to star six your phone just in case we get feedback, because every once in a while, we get feedback from folks' homes. And so we want to make sure that we get no feedback. So if you would, I appreciate it if you do star six. And then you get a pen, pencil, ink pen, magic marker, that's a pen, yes, and something to write on. We recommend a composition notebook, as we've shared, and so you can keep your notes, the scriptures, and your notes of our messages and just the scriptures, what I call the addresses, where stuff is located, in one place. Hallelujah, because it's going to bless your socks off. You can get that composition notebook, and you can have it by your bed. Before you get to bed, you can go and start reading the notes or the scriptures and go to it in your word so you can have a sweet sleep. Hallelujah, a sweet rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, we're going to have Holy Communion. So, hallelujah, get your bread or your crackers or your toast, a piece of toast, and something to drink, whether it's juice or water or whatever, grape juice or whatever, so that we can do Holy Communion, because it's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give a shout-out to all those folks that have tuned in today. Hallelujah. We got some new folks that have tuned in. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Brother Michael Irvin and Dorothy Battle, God bless you. Hallelujah. We love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. From down there in Chesapeake, Virginia. We can't forget you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. And Rachel and Stephanie up here. And overseer Dr. Norman Nevins down there in North Carolina. And Cheryl Williams in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. And Jerry in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. And Dorothy in Tarboro, North Carolina. And Ricky in Georgia. And hallelujah, Tony in South Carolina, hallelujah, glory to God. We want to hallelujah give a shout out to hallelujah, glory to God. All our relatives up and down the East Coast, West Coast, Jeffrey and North Hollywood, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And his in-laws in Boston, Massachusetts, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for our friends and relatives in Texas. God bless you out there. Hallelujah. All over the country, I tell you. We thank God for all over the world. We thank you for those that have called in on our programs in the past from China, from Hong Kong, hallelujah, from Germany. Glory to God. We thank God for those that called in on our program, upon the programs we had from the islands. And we thank God for those who are listening in Africa, in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in South America, in all parts of this country. We thank God for all of you. Oh, we bless God for you. Hallelujah. Sister Kirby and Dominique and Justin, God bless you. Regina Bruce, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Hoffman. Minister Jane, God bless you. Hallelujah. Sonja Journey, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Viola Wright, Pastor Lewis Wright, God bless you. Pastor Tom and Rosalind Swin, God bless you. Hallelujah. Brother Ronald Harrison, Andy Harrison, Yvette Harrison, Mother Harris, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness, hallelujah. Brother Sterling, hallelujah, his family. Portland, Oregon, God bless you. Hallelujah. Mary, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and Scooter, hallelujah, glory to God, and Reggie, and David, glory to God, maybe now, glory to God, Anya, and Tiffany, and Minister Linda Blackwell, God bless you, hallelujah, from Delaware, and folk in New Jersey, and New York, hallelujah, we thank God for you, hallelujah, oh, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, Columbia, God bless you, Danielle, and Tanya, hallelujah, and David in Ellicott City, God bless you, hallelujah, glory to God, and hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Carolyn in Annapolis, Maryland, God bless you, God, oh, we just thank God for all, and Prophet Cynthia, God bless you, hallelujah, glory to God, and Cynthia, God bless you, hallelujah. Glory to, and Denise Brown, God bless you, baby girl, hallelujah. And David Brown and Nisi Brown, God bless you. And hallelujah, bless your family, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Minister Jane, God bless you. Dr. Sharon Harper and Pastor Sharon Harper, hallelujah. And Apostle Dustin Harper, God bless you again, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Dr. Wenda McKnight, Dr. Wenda Mack, speaking about Dr. Nancy McKnight, hallelujah, God bless you too. Thank you for tuning in. And Archbishop, hallelujah, Marcia Abrams, thank you for your excellent work, and God bless you. Hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, oh, glory to God. Don Street and Jerry Cleveland, God bless you today. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Antonio and Angelo, God bless you, glory to God. Brother Anthony and Kim, God bless you today. Hallelujah, oh, glory to God. We thank God for so many new people that have tuned in. Hallelujah, those folks down in North Carolina, I don't even know your names yet, but Marjorie Mercer said that y'all don't miss our program. Well, we thank God for you, Apostle Marjorie Mercer. That's your contact. Hallelujah. In the churches that you have established in North Carolina, we thank you that they're tuned in to the program tonight. We thank God for the churches, the nine hallelujah pastors in Africa. We thank you for tuning in. And hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Dr. Hurley Russell and the Hurley Russell Ministry. We thank you. Hallelujah. People in Uganda. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I got to stop because I'm going forever. Hallelujah. Because there are about 2,000 to 3,000 people listening to this broadcast right now. So we send a shout out to all of you. God bless you. We send the grace and mercy of God. We bless you in Jesus' name. We empower you to prosper in Jesus' name. Now, at this time, hallelujah, we're going to have Pastor Peaches come forth and lead us in prayer, and then read our Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. Pastor Peaches, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for bringing us through this day up to this time and point in this day. Father God, this is a day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we thank you for from the rising of the sun until the going down the same. Lord God, all day today, Lord God, we have just in giving you the glory and the honor, Lord God, and you are deserving of it. Lord God, if we've had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, Lord God, because you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, of all the praise. Father God, we just love you with our whole heart. Lord God, we ask you to bless the service on tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless the right now word, Lord God, that's going to come forth, Lord God, and we know it's going to be found on good grounds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the people of God all over the world that's hearing, that's listening, in the name of Jesus. Bless every hearer, Lord God. Allow the word of God to go down and explode in their souls, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, if there's any sick, Lord, we ask you to heal. We thank you for your healing power. In the name of Jesus, any need salvation, we thank you, God, for saving them, filling them with the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you allowed us to do today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the rain, for the snow. We thank you, Lord God, for everything. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just give you all the glory,
yes.
All the honor, all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Are we ready for our Old and New Testament scriptures? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. Yes. Go
Hallelujah.
Ahead.
The Old Testament scripture, Jeremiah 18.
Hallelujah.
1-6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In our New Testament scripture, Romans 12, 1-2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. May God add a blessing to the hearing and a reading of the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow, so wonderful. He's wonderful.
Hallelujah. He's so wonderful.
Yes, he is.
He is so wonderful. And Pastor Teachers, guess what time it is?
Woo-hoo!
It's time for what? Holy
Communion.
Hallelujah. It is the meal
that healed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, all of you, you know, we do this every service. And you say, why? Because, wait a minute now, if you are sick, if you are teetering on the brink, wouldn't you like to be blessed daily or every once in a while?
Daily.
If you're on your sick bed, would you like to be healed once a year or once a day?
Daily. Once a day.
If you looking for a message, help, would you like to receive that once a year, once a month, or?
Daily, once a day.
At least that's the code to God. So that's why we do this.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you would turn in your word, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. To 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 34. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Give you time to get it. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves now. Hallelujah. We're going to examine ourselves right now. And look here. We know that the covenant, God has a lot of covenant names. There are about 70 covenant names of God. Mm-hmm. The one we want to deal with right now is Jehovah Shittenu. That's the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And so, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us, O God. And we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. We thank you, O God. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And again, your word says to examine yourself. So we do this right now. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we lift up the elements of communion. We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. And Father God, Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. That's 1 Peter 2:24. Says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22. That's Hebrews 9:22. Says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5, as Revelation 1:5 says, you wash our sins with your own blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. Our sins are forgiven because of your blood. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word, say Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19 says, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. You're going to carry out your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 89, verse 34 says, you keep covenant, and everything you said out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. That's Psalms 89:34. And glory to God. Isaiah 55 and 11 says, hallelujah, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So we thank you for your word, and that's one thing you placed above yourself, oh God, is your word. Psalms 138, verse 2. Psalms 138, verse 2. So we stand on your word today, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your healing. Luke 4:18 says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt because it's the acceptable time. It's now time. So, Lord, we thank you for healing every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing the endoderm, the mesoderm, the exoderm systems of our bodies. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. We thank you, Lord, for healing all over the world. We send your word to heal, oh God. Psalms 107, verse 20, God. We send your word to heal, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. 3 John 1 and 2. We send your word to heal, oh God. Matthew 8, verses 6 through 10. Matthew 8 and 13. We send your word to heal today, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You see, Lord, we stand on your word. Hallelujah. Your word says in Matthew 15, 26, Psalms 100, Galatians 3, 26, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took also the cup, and when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts, is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us when we sleep. It covers us when we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, reverses, brings to naught, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, nullifies, hallelujah, discombobulates, eradicates, hallelujah, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. There through my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name.
Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Communion today. And Father God, thank you for our family daily confession.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now, we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families, in our extended families. Everyone is listening
yes.
to this broadcast.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to Job 22:28. It's Job 22:28.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. Romans, the fourth chapter, the 17th verse. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And Romans chapter 8. Verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches,
yes.
If you would give us a time check right now.
7:53.
7:53. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now, hear me while I pray, on bended knee.
This is my earnestly,
more love,
O Christ, to thee.
More love
to thee. More
love to thee. More of thee. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up,
Lord.
Come and quench
this
thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me. I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank
Father
you.
God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank you,
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we do not take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly.
Thank you, Lord.
Seize it with every ounce of strength we have.
Yes.
Use us for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit today, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God. Return 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, we say, if you notice right now that you're defeated, folk. Hallelujah, we bind you in Jesus' name. We pick you in Jesus' name. You will not steal the word that shall come. Hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah, we thank you, O God, in advance. We thank you, O God, that it will change lives forever in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So all of you that tuned in now, that come and joined us since we started, and Anna James, hallelujah. All you others, hallelujah, have joined us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop, hallelujah. Vernon McBride, hallelujah. Pastor Maxine and Theodius, God bless you. All you folks that have joined us since we started, God bless you. We've been having a time in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I need to tell you a story. I told this story on Sunday, and I want to retell this. This was the second story I told, but it's going to be the first one I'm going to tell today. There was a mother named Esther and a daughter named Audrey. And Esther, 7 years old. She just celebrated her 87th birthday. And 200 of her friends, relatives, well-wishers, former co-workers gathered at her house. And they were not social distancing. I'm going to get it right. They did not wear masks. And Esther went out to greet them. But now, Esther is in an ICU on a ventilator. And she talked to her daughter by phone, her daughter Audrey. And she told her daughter should have known better. And her daughter, with tears coming down her eyes, holding on to the phone, said, "Yes, Mom, I should have known better too." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's a sad commentary. May 12th of this year, somebody said from the White House, to kill coronavirus, you ought to take and ingest bleach or disinfectant. And shortly after that pronouncement from the White House, there was an uptake, statistically proved, in accidental poisoning around the country. And then, several days later, a pushback from the White House said, "I was just being sarcastic. You said it from the White House, and those people that bleach and disinfected in their bodies took toxins that either kill them or almost kill them. They too should have known better." This message today is a continuation of Sunday's message. I should have known better. Tell somebody, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Think about the situations in your life where you messed up, where you got all discombobulated, where you made mistakes. Then think about this too. Proverbs 22:6. Pastor Peaches, you get that. Get that for me, please. I know this is a surprise to you, but Proverbs chapter 22, I think it's the 6th verse. Get that for me, because it's important that we understand today's message. When you get to Proverbs 22:6, say amen for me, yeah? Mm-hmm. Proverbs 22:6.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
I would venture to say right now, 75% to 85% of everyone listening to this service was brought up in the church or with the church when they were young, and somehow they got the messages. I know there's several messages they got. I know one message they got was the Ten Commandments. I know that. I don't even have to speculate. I don't have to look at some statistics. I know that they probably had the Ten Commandments taught to them. And then I venture to say that some of the folk read about the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, I think those two seem to be the most salient parts of our upbringing. But it is something for you as an adult where you can decide your own horizontal or vertical. You can cross your own T's and dot your own I's.
Mm-hmm.
You decided not to listen. Started to go your own way. And as soon as you did it, I know you can hear, because I remember making some mistakes, and I could almost hear the devil laughing at me. Why? Because, Pastor Peaches, I should have known better.
Mm.
See, when you are taught something, and it's been given to you, and you still make the mistake, what should we say to ourselves? Pastor Peaches?
I should have known better.
I should have known better. Hallelujah. Some people will tell you, and this is a lie, they will tell you that experience is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to get burnt in order to find out that fire burns.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather learn from somebody else's mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Rather somebody tell me and I hear and obey. Is that all right?
Amen. That's right.
Experience is the hardest teacher.
Right.
Often it involves loss or pain,
mm-hmm,
or both. So the sense is death. You thought she was talking about physical death. Not necessarily. Because when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Lord said, you will surely die. But there's more death than just physical death.
Mm-hmm.
When you mount off as the supervisor because he asked you to do something that wasn't in your doorstep, and you laid him out because your mama told you, don't hold your tongue and you got fired because you didn't hold your tongue, your job died.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You should have known better. If you listen, if your mama told you the wrong thing, you should listen to your praying grandmother.
Amen.
Told you, you got to bite your tongue sometime, baby girl. Because everything ain't going to go your way all the time. And if you get mad, what you do, go into the bathroom and do a little screaming there. And they come out with a smile on your face.
Amen.
Don't you bite off your nose to spite your face. Don't you shoot yourself in the foot and then want to run a marathon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the title of today's message?
I should have known better.
His word. Some stuff for you. Go to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16 and 17, if you would. I'm skipping all around here. I've got to get this over to you. You done had the teachers hearken to it. Hearken to it. When you get to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, say amen at 16 and 17 verses. Say amen. And look here. Y'all have to understand that it's important. You want to be blessed. Be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read that scripture, if you would.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
I want you to live in righteousness, because when you live in righteousness, everything is right. Look, you can call right, right, and wrong, wrong. You can stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're a kingdom citizen when you stand on the righteousness of God in Christ, which is in Christ Jesus. God wants you to stand there. He gave his word for you. And that's why it's important for you to read his word, because he don't want you to make a mistake. If you read his word and you make a mistake, then the only thing you can say is that, what?
I should have known better.
Remember what your mama told you when you were 7 or 8 years old. You were tired of going to church, but she told you it's good because that stuff they're going to give you is because stuff you're going to use down the road. And see, a lot of the kids that down the road means the next day and the next week. No, it means that 5, 10 years down the way, you're going to need to fall back on what you done learned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it'll help you make decisions. Now, scientists say, I don't know how they came up with this. I don't know. I really don't want to know. But they say every day you got 70,000 decisions that you have to make. I don't know. Don't ask me how much did they count that. I don't know. But it says that when there's a decision to make, what they call high positioning, it's ready for you to say go to the right or go to the left. Yes or no. And it stands there waiting in seconds for you to make the decision. And then you make the decision. And if you have no basis for making good decisions, you may make the wrong decision. You remember, I used to tell this story, and this is a sidebar, y'all. I used to tell a story about how ladies first came about. I said, in caveman days, you know, the caveman had 3-4 wives. And he would send one, coming on a fork in the road, and he would send one down the road, and she didn't come back. And he said, well, we'd go the other way. In other words, it was ladies first, you know, because he had a whole bunch of them, so he could stand to lose one or two of them. But the bottom line is that we have a whole lot of forks in the road every day. And it's good to know, have a basis of making good decisions. Now, I need to ask you this. Now, tell me something. Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you this. In your life, would you rather make good decisions or bad decisions?
Good decisions.
Now, let me ask you another question. We have eight children. Now, would you want your eight children to make good decisions or bad decisions?
Good decisions.
You want to make good decisions, and you want your children to make good decisions. Well, how do you learn how to make good decisions? What do? You read the Word of God. You find out. I mean, look here. Here's a book that spans 2,000-3,000 years. Come on now. And everything that could happen done happen, and it's in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to make good decisions, look, why you want to deal with other people's testimonies? Because you want to learn from their mistakes. You don't want to make your own. Is that right?
Amen.
You want to learn from their mistakes. And they went through a test, and then they could testify. They had some mess, and now they got a message. You listen to that testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:11 says, we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. We overcome who? The devil. The devil, he's seeking. First Peter 5:8 says he's going around like a roaring lion. So see who may devour. And if you want to overcome the devil, you listen at the testimony. Glory to God. You listen at the testimony of this lady that's had a bank account and somebody erroneously put $500,000 in their bank account. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord have mercy. And they went on a shopping spree. Bought a new car. Bought a new house. Bought a new this. Bought a new that. And one day, the bank said, oh, we made a mistake. Now we want our money back. And they said, we done spent the money. And they were charged with fraud. It was stealing. Yeah, I got news for them. They should
have known better.
Now, I'm not knocking somebody who's going to put $40 million into your bank account. And they even tell you, say, look, I'm putting $40 million in your bank account. The Lord told me to do that. And I know y'all thinking that nobody can do that. Well, you have to talk to a Brother Wilson. I think that's his name, the president of Morgan. Somebody just put $40 million in that bank account. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all right. But I got to tell you this. If your bank account suddenly looks like it's $1 million in there, and it gave you the phone call, I mean, even if heaven gave you the phone call, that's be somebody. Heaven, God told you it's your money. I did it like that, and it's nobody else's money. I didn't take it from anybody but the wicked, and it's yours to keep and to hold from this day forth and forevermore. Now, if God tell you that, hallelujah, you can take that to the bank. Oh, it's in the bank. You can. But if you didn't get that phone call from God or somebody else that we're sowing into your life, hallelujah, glory to God, and you get that, don't you spend it. You call the bank and ask them, is this right? You call and say, I got a deposit for $500,000. Is this right? And then you get the name of the person you talk to.
Amen.
You get the date and time you talk to them.
Right.
You tell them, look here, send me a letter in writing that this is mine. If you can't send me a written letter, can you send me an email? If you can't send me an email, can you send me a text?
Amen.
You got to have proof. And then when court time comes, say, well, look here, they said it was mine. And the court said, well, she's got the documentation. I've got news for you.
Yes.
Documentation beats what?
Conversation.
and you start sending that stuff forward to God, I want you to know something's going to happen. And you know what you're going to say?
I should have known better.
Hallelujah. It's time for us to know better. Not just know better, but do better.
Amen.
Don't be just a hearer of the word.
Amen.
James 1, verse 22 and verse 25 said, don't just hear this word.
Amen.
Be a doer of the word.
Yes.
It's not enough to know in Deuteronomy 28 that it's hallelujah, to hear the word of God.
Amen.
But it said hearken means to hear and obey. It says you're going to be blessed coming and going. The fruit of your body is going to be blessed. The cattle in your barn, the cattle in your field is going to be blessed. The fruit in your barn, all of that. The stuff, your stuff is going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed coming and going. You hear and obey and do. It's time for you to be better, to do better.
Amen.
Don't be the one to say, I should have known better. Do better, baby. What time we have, Pastor Peaches?
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 8:17.
Oh, this is good. Just be better. Stand on the word of God. The word of God is saved. You say, but, you know, it's hard. Matthew 11. Verse 28, 29, and 30. Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's peace. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You will find the rest. That's peace for your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know this. I want you to understand this. John 8:32 says, know the truth, and it's going to set you free. You know what the truth is? That's the word of God. The truth is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. You know Jesus, you're going to be all right. You will never have to say, I should have known better. Because you will
know better.
You will know better because you stand on the word of God. You stand on his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His word is like a rock. Come on now.
Amen.
His word is a rock. Hallelujah. He is the rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you build your life, you build your hope, you build your dreams on the rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to be all right. You got to learn how to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to pray. You got to have a prayer life. You got to have a special time every day you pray. Not when you get a chance, when you can fit it into your schedule. You got to schedule prayer. Hallelujah. Consistently. Hallelujah. Every day. Not every other day. You want blessings every other day? You want to be able to breathe every other day? You want to be healed every other day? I want to breathe today, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I want to be healed today, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I want to be blessed today, if y'all don't mind. Hallelujah. So I'm going to put out a prayer. I'm going to pray every day. Hallelujah. We pray every day, 7 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to the morning time. Hallelujah. Then we trust God. We learn to lean on God. Because sometimes we can't lean on our own understanding. What's that? Proverbs 4:7. Don't lean not onto your own understanding.
Amen.
Don't lean on what you think. Because what you think at 50 cents won't even buy a cup of coffee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you got to meditate on his word. Stay in his word and meditate on it. Quote the scripture to yourself. Bring it to remembrance. Hallelujah. He said, bring my Isaiah 43:11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, Isaiah 46:11. Hallelujah. Bring me in remembrance of my word. Meditate on his word and say it. And say it out loud. Spiritual reality does not happen until you speak it out of your mouth. You think it in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth, and that's spiritual reality. Because God said, hallelujah. He kept on saying stuff until the world came into being. Hallelujah. And God said. He said that 9 times. After he said it, hallelujah, glory to God. The world was here. And hallelujah, Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. God, they were here. Hallelujah. Go with us. Hurry up, Moshaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you stand on the word, you won't ever have to say, I should have known better.
Hallelujah.
And you would say, glory to God. I knew better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, I had a decision to make. And you know what? I had messed up a whole bunch of times in making decisions with emotion. And I decided, no, I ain't going to do it this time. I'm going to get with my wife. That's my help me. And we're going to talk about this thing. And we're going to come up to a decision not made with emotion. And you know what? I did better. Hallelujah. I knew better. Glory to God. You husbands out there that are trying to make decisions without your wife, don't you say, you're going to have to say, I should have known better. You talk it over with your wife. Your wife is your help me. That means something help is suitable for you. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You talk it over with a monumental, glory to God. I'm talking to somebody today. A monumental decision, and you want to make it by yourself. Guess what? You make that decision by yourself, and guess what? You're going to be by yourself in your mess. You're going to be by yourself in your test. And then you're going to say to yourself, after all is said and done, you know what you're going to say?
I should have known better.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. I need to let you know. Look here. The Bible says, you brother out there that's wallowing around, tossed to and fro. Bible said, God said, one of the first things he said is that, hallelujah, it's not good for a man to be alone. I'm going to send him somebody who's suitable and helpful to him.
Yeah.
And you out there floundering around, going tossed to and fro, and up there hitting your head against the wall, and you having headaches and having post-nasal drip, and you have abdominal gastric, whatever, you're going to have some diarrhea. You're having all of that, and you're wondering what's going on. The Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. You're trying to stand on your own 2 feet. You better stand on the word. And the word says it's not good for you to be alone. You say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I can make it by myself. Oh, yeah? So how you doing now? How you doing now? You remember that last mistake you made? You know what? You should. Come on now.
Have known better.
You should have known better. And you know what? The God wants to send you somebody that'll help you go through this life, because you can't go through this life alone. Hallelujah. You can't go through this life by yourself. Hallelujah. God did not make no Lone Rangers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lone Ranger even had Tonto, so he wasn't the Lone Ranger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I was a little boy, we used to say the Lone Ranger. I don't know why we said it, but we didn't say the Lone Ranger. We say the Long Ranger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's all right. God didn't make no Long Rangers. Didn't make no Lone Rangers either.
Amen.
He said, but two touching the green. Come on now. Hallelujah. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, two touching the green. Hallelujah. He gonna do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he said, oh, he went on. God is so cool. He said, well, two or three. Oh, you get more. Hallelujah. He's really gonna be in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God is everywhere, but his tangible manifestation. Hallelujah. You know he's there. When you get two or three together, he really going to be in your midst. He's going to bless your socks off. You're going to look out the window and see your socks walking down the street. You say, boy, that's a strange sight. I have some socks just like that. And you look down, your socks gone. God done bless you so much, your socks walking down the street. And then you can say, I knew better because I got up in the morning and I prayed. I trust in God. I meditated on his word. I was obedient to his word. Hallelujah. Oh, I got the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is evident in my life. Hallelujah. I'm a giver, and I forgive. Oh, glory to God. I got all that stuff going on in a bag of chips.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I think it's time for me to quit. Father God, thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. And let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our servant, our Redeemer. Pastor Peaches, you go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on Sundays, join us on Sunday afternoon by dialing the same number that you dialed tonight. Hallelujah. If you want to call us after the program goes off, hallelujah, to give us your testimony or prayer request, dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. And we will pray with you. We will write down your testimony. If you like to send it in the mail, send it to the Potter's House, Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. We will be glad to hear from you. Hallelujah. If you like to sow to the ministry, it is Cash App. It is dollar sign, capital T, small p, H, C, P, W, C. Hallelujah. If you have Zelle, it is 4434-161352. Hallelujah. We will gladly accept any pennies that you are collecting. We are building we're assisting the Helene Russell Ministries in Uganda, the building a hospital. We are donating pennies to Helene Russell Ministries. If you're saving up your pennies, let us know. We will make arrangements. You can drop your pennies off to the house, or I can come and pick your pennies up. And we are donating our pennies to Dr. Helene Russell Ministries. One penny, an American penny, is worth
37.91 shillings in Ugandan money.
Did you hear that? Say it again, Pastor.
37.91 shillings in Ugandan money.
So just one penny. Hallelujah. One of our pennies is worth a whole lot more over there in Uganda, and they're building a hospital over there in Uganda. Hallelujah. So your pennies are going much further over there in Uganda than we'll right here in the United States. Hallelujah. There are other ministries that we're sowing into. That's just one. Hallelujah.
Pacific Garden Mission, Our Daily Bread. Hallelujah. St. Jude's Hospital. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. If you like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart as your personal Savior, just ask the Lord to come into your heart. Lord God, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Call us and let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, and you're now a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reggie. I see you shouting there, boy. That's all right, Reggie. Somebody help Sister Linda down from the ceiling. She just got so high in the spirit. All right. Mother Harris, please get off the table, baby. You don't have to climb up there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just shout where you are. I see you, Yvette, stomping around the room. Hallelujah. Oh, pick him up. Put them down. All right, go ahead, Angie. I see you, girl.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you're
I thought you wanted to read again.
Everybody say, Let's go.